Blog Talk Radio.
We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood and set me free. He gave his blood and saved my soul. He gave his blood and made me whole. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. He gave his blood and set me free. He gave his blood and saved my soul. He gave his blood and made me whole. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me.
Christ's blood is enough.
Broken,
7K. In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Lord, pour out your spirit upon us. Hallelujah.
Father, let your glorious rain fall on me. Let me walk in your glorious blessing. Let me
For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. Hallelujah.
Long as the heart remaineth, season come, season go, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord is forever. Long as the earth remaineth, season come, season go, winter, summer, day.
Multiply, season come, Jacob rest you with the Lord all through the night. And he said, God was here, but he did not know. Ah, this is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me.
Waking me from sleep, I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder roll very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear. Why the fire blessed me all around. And you took me by my hand. Lead me through the fire. To your secret place.
I am your Savior.
Savior and Jesus.
Take away my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt. You take away the shame. You take away the pain. You are my Savior. I rely on you. Rana kamara, era bo shana mara. Yeah. You show me love. You show me peace. You give me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come. Seek for the kingdom. And my right to say, I never want to change. I'll be honest. Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my head.
No man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty, he'll come again. So don't you worry, just call the name. Call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Cause that's where the power is. And on earth belongs to him and him alone. There's nothing he cannot fix for you. He came to die just to save your soul, so devil can not get a hold. So don't you worry, he's in control. Just call the name. Call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus.
what you say about me. Will you say that I'll be every word spoken over me come to pass? I'm above, never beneath, flying high on eagle's wings. You laid your life down just for me. Now I'm free. I believe it. I receive it. The word is settled over my life. I believe it. I receive it. Word is settled, settled over my life. Before I came here, you knew me, concerned about my destiny. You opened the door right before me.
Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers. In Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Every day is a day to give thanks. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Awesome God. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Our Creator, CEO of the universe, Abba, Father. We bless you and we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You're a great God. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. Almighty God, we bless you. And we praise you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that you made on the cross for us. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Hallelujah. We thank you and we bless you. Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to take preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way in this service. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, Almighty God, Holy Ghost, hover over every area of our lives. Let your light shine. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, there be light. Let your light shine over our lives. Let your light shine in this ministry. Let your light so shine upon each and every one of us here this morning. Let there be light. Hallelujah. Perfect all that concerns our lives. Holy Spirit, you are our lifeline. We are completely and totally dependent on you, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, we are dependent on you. Have your way. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And Spirit of the living God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have already done. Thank you for what you're doing even right now. Thank you for all that you will do. Father, when the enemy came against us, every time he comes against us, you raise up a standard. Oh, Father God, we are your children. We call you Abba Father. Thank you, taking complete and absolute charge over our lives. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create a clean heart. And renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. Oh, Almighty God, we bless your glorious and your holy name. We praise you, Almighty God. We ask you, Lord, to be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto each and every one of us, O God. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy, O God. Mercy upon our children. Mercy upon our grandchildren. Mercy, O God. Mercy upon our parents. Mercy upon our siblings. Mercy, O God. Your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we repent of all our sins. In the name of Jesus, in thoughts, in words, in deeds, Lord. We pray for mercy in the name of Jesus. Corporate mercy for family members and for all that I hear this morning. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus over our dwelling places or wherever we are this morning. The blood of Jesus, wherever we'll be throughout this day, oh God, the blood of Jesus in the hospitals, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the food, the nurses, the medication, the blood, the rooms, the blood of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your precious blood. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. Put it on ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, O God, in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Yekurie mosoturia karama sanderia koromosoturiaka. Yekurie mokoyene kaya sanderia kuria sanderiaka. Lord, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Father, we ask you, O God, for fresh oil, fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday or last night, but fresh oil. Pour your horn of oil upon us, O God. Father God, and we can be empowered to do what all that you have called us to do. We thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to send divine angelic assistance to do your biddings in our lives, to war on our behalf, O God. In the name of Jesus, thank you that you are a wall of fire around us. Thank you that you are the glory within us. We bless your name. Praise your name, Almighty God. We adore you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus. we pray. So, Father, we thank you for each and every one as we get moving forward in this prayer service. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We say good morning. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 23. Pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in the world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things, which all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And so we go back to the 23rd Psalm. And then I will tell you what we're going to do. The topic we're talking about, the Good Shepherd, this morning, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please turn your Bibles with me to John 10. John 10, I'm gonna talk about the shepherd, the good shepherd. Hallelujah. That's why when we read the 23rd Psalm, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. So for us, the Lord is our shepherd. But when you look at it, when God makes a distinction, you know, when it's a good shepherd, there is a bad shepherd also. Hallelujah. Amen. And the bad shepherd, of course, is the enemy. So I'm going to look at John 10. And I like to read from the beginning if you can help me out this morning in the name of Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them, scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and am known and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received. Oh, my hallelujah. This commandment I received. So I want you to let's look at one thing and we'll expound on it at another time. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So let's expound on it. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Hallelujah. He is the good shepherd. Why is he the good shepherd? He laid down his life. He laid down his life for us. Hallelujah. When we look at the book of, when David was speaking in the book of 1 Samuel, he said that, he could fight Goliath because why? He took the sheep. He cared for the sheep, but what did he take? He took the sheep out of the mouth of the bear and out of the mouth of the lion. David, that means he was ready to sacrifice his life for that lamb that was in the mouth of the bear and the lion. And this is Jesus who laid his life. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He's the good shepherd. Hallelujah. He laid down his life for us. Hallelujah. He's a good shepherd. He made that ultimate sacrifice for us. Hallelujah. He came to save us, to redeem us. Hallelujah. To set us free. Hallelujah. Jesus said, hallelujah. He called us and we hear his voice and we follow his voice. But am I saying to you this morning, you got to have that spirit of discernment to know the voice of the shepherd, your good shepherd, which is Jesus Christ. And do not follow the voice of the harlot. Hallelujah. That everybody's voice has a distinct, it has a distinctness about each and every one's voice. That's why if someone call you on the telephone and you know their voice, if you have a relationship with that person, you know the voice. You know the voice, I know the voice, I know every parent here, I know the voice of each of my children. I know their voice. If they don't even have to say who they are. If I got two sons, if one call me, I know the difference between their voices. Hallelujah. And so I would know it is their voice. Sometimes people's voices, they sound, maybe it sounds alike, and it's not like my sister and I. Sometimes people will mix up our voices, but people that really know us real well, they will see the distinction in our voices. I remember my nephew, when he was a baby, he used to really mix up me and his mother's voice. But as time went by, he knew the difference between his mother's voice and my voice. We have to know the voice of the good shepherd. My brothers and sisters, if we follow after the hurling, we'll be, he doesn't care. The devil does not care. Many times people follow the voice or go to the hurling because they want instant satisfaction, gratification. They want it and they want it now. No, follow the voice of the good shepherd. Hallelujah. Follow his voice. What is it? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The hurling will just leave you alone. The wolves and different things will happen. But when you follow the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, you will have life, and you will have life more abundantly. How the good shepherd will protect you. Hallelujah. The good shepherd will lead you down paths of righteousness. The good shepherd is your shield. The good shepherd. Hallelujah. Will make you lie down in green pastures. The good shepherd will lead you beside the still waters. The good shepherd will heal you. completely and totally. The good shepherd will forgive you. Passionate, he's caring, he's sensitive. The good shepherd will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. So get to know him personally. Because if you do not know him personally, the good shepherd, you will follow the hireling. Because you will think, oh, it sounds like him. But you got to know Jesus for yourself distinctively. You don't know him because your sister know him. You don't know him because your brother know him. You know him for yourself intimately. And you get to know him. Oh, I already know him. Yes, but you grow in the knowledge of him. Okay? And you grow to know him when you first meet a person. You meet them for 1 month. You don't know everything about them. And they don't know everything about you. And I'm talking about characteristics, behavior. Some of us, we just met, we're still on that level. Of when we just met Jesus, we're still in the introduction level. When you're dating a person, some are still doing that. You just met the person. You haven't even moved from that dating or coming to take you for lunch or once in a while or whatever. Oh, God, that's another topic on its own. Because that's how some of us know him. Some of us know him because he comes and says, okay, well, you know him for today, and you don't know him tomorrow. You only know him when you need him. So we only know him. Some people know him, but you got to know him more and more. You got to learn of him more and more. Spending time with him in worship, in prayers, reading your Bible. Get to know him more for yourself. The more you more know him, the more you will trust him. Hallelujah. Stop going on that beginning stage. You're not dating. You need to get to know Jesus more intimately. If you're dating a person, you will not know them. That's why a lot of marriages are messed up, because that people that think that the spouse or the husbands or the wives or whatever, they didn't get to know each other. And when you get to know each other, you know the habits, you know the behavior. There's a saying that come stay with me, come see me. Visiting is different from staying. When you visit a person, you only know them on the surface. When you go to live in that person's house, you get to know them. So on the surface, you thought that person was so nice, that's my good friend. But when you went to the person's house, they were to stay with them in wherever, you found out another personality of that person. It happens. And you say, oh my God, I didn't know he or she was like that. Because that person only showed you good behavior, bad behavior, because you are not staying at their house. But once you stay there, things change. Because you didn't know. We need to become more familiar and know Christ. Know him for ourselves. Know his voice. Understand him. The way you know him and the way another person will know him will be completely different. Because his relationship with you and his relationship with another person is completely different relationships, but it's the same Christ. You see, God loves us, and he made us, and he deals with us according to the personality that he gives us. Apostle, what are you talking about? I'm saying this to you, all your children. His child you have a relationship with is a different. The way you would treat your child A is different because your child A will respond to you differently than child B with. So you will have a separate but an intimate relationship with each of your children. That's the same love, but you're going to, the way you will deal with each of them will be the different way. This is the kind of relationship you have to develop with Jesus, that intimate relationship. Yes, generally we know him as one, but then your personal intimate relationship, that you will know him all by us. You will know him not because of what I'm telling you, but because you have a personal relationship with him. You want to know him. Jesus said, the Bible said, if you seek him, you will find him. And this is why I started off with Ephesians 1. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's what you need, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You cannot do it unless you spend time with him. You got to know him personally. Sometimes, even at a job, people know people from this, and another person can do. That's how you assign tasks. And when you assign, it's all for one purpose, but everybody has a different role to play. Hallelujah. So God is no respecter of persons. He cannot love, he will not love this person more than that person. He deal with us on our individuality. Whosoever will. Some people will hunger and thirst and run after him. And some people, they have not given their lives completely to him. Hallelujah. Know the voice of the good shepherd. Follow the voice of the good shepherd. Get to know him. He knows you, but you get to know him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this word. And I pray that you would give us more zeal, Holy Spirit, to get to know Jesus more and more. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in, on our Father, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Number three, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Number four, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Number five, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Number six, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Number seven, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As you said, the Lord, the 23rd Psalm, Lee, I'm doing it because we're on this prayer line and I'm doing it a little bit fast, but take your time as you meditate. Take time and say it slowly, every word. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us.